third of it is trying to explain why Hillary Clinton lost the election. A third of it is simply because they are hopelessly partisan. You have to remember how the media handled Donald Trump. When he entered the race, they gave him like hundreds of millions of dollars in free publicity at a time when he was barely polling among the Republican base. They completely elevated him in terms of publicity and everything else. And a lot of journalists openly said that they were hoping that Donald Trump would get the nomination and taking him seriously because they thought that once Donald Trump became the Republican nominee, he would be easy to beat in the fall and it would be utterly discrediting to the Republican Party that he was their nominee. They said that. Well, you know, they created a monster and they ended up electing Donald Trump president in a roundabout sort of way, even though they were hard on him, you know, later in the campaign. So that's about a third of what's going on there, is they're smarting from that, you know, move that they pulled. And then the remaining third is simply that they are trying to recover their credibility. They told everyone that Donald Trump was a clown and couldn't get elected. And when he did, it showed that the media just, by and large, didn't know what they were talking about, and they spoke with such certainty about so many things during 2016. And so they knew that a huge blow to their credibility, which was something that had to be explained away so that people didn't doubt them. So it's a combination of things, but I think that those are the three big things for what, you know, motivated the media to behave the way they did in the last 2 years.